they are today.
Oh, they were? So how often did you take baths?
Usually it was a Saturday night bath.
Really?
Now, some families, apparently, just had real conveniences, but in the country where there was few bathroom facilities, why, they took their Saturday night bath. Usually it was in a washtub for a family. But the people in the cities, well, the same as today, they perhaps had more conveniences and did those things often.
Was there any set day for washing clothes?
Well, usually on a Monday, but the people in the around there were really just as neat as they are today. They washed when they needed to, you know, at least once a week. And they had small children or a big family often.
Did you have to help your mother wash clothes?
Well, whenever I could when I was there. Of course, I went to work when I was 15, 16. I went to couch as soon as I got through the grade.
Did your mother insist that any of her daughters help her wash clothes?
Well, she didn't insist. His grandmother always helped her in the house while I worked more outside. And she helped while we went out to do chores. And we helped her. She would get breakfast. She helped with the cooking, get the meals. She helped with the washing. More so than I did because I was outside helping my father most of the time. That's where I rather have been. I like to go out, work outside. I still like to work outside.
Do you wash dishes after every meal?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Then we're done every meal. My mother was a real good housekeeper. She was neat. She insisted on all of us being neat and clean.
What did you wash clothes with?
Well, she washed them on the washboard, and she had a, sometimes, and then she had a hand washing machine.
Did she use Lye soap?
She made her soap for a good many years, partially. She used to buy some cake soap, but she used the soft soap quite a lot. She made her own, from the ashes, wood ashes, lye.
Now we go to the subject of courting, dating. Where were young people most likely to meet?
Well, in those days, there was home gatherings a lot. They liked to gather in homes and sing, play. They usually went where there was a piano and organ, sing, dance. Somebody played the mouth organ. Or they'd be a violin, someone. Different crowds, you know, had different ways of entertainment.
When they first met, did they ordinarily meet at church?
Well, of course, the same today. Some were there, some met at dances or neighbors at work.
Did you have youth groups at the church?
Well, not so much as they do now, I guess.
Did you have Sunday night meetings for them?
Yes, there was always a Sunday night meeting for the young people, and then the older people have their group meetings.
Where did most people go on dates? They went to the houses?
Well, yes, they'd go to different homes, gatherings, you know, and then they always was dance. Probably a Saturday night dance at a hotel where they had a space, you know, or dance hall, they call them, a dance hall.
Was that up at Bordeaux's in Reynolds?
There was one, I think, up there. I wouldn't say for sure. But there was a place down at South Bangor. They had a big hall there that they held their dances in. And people from all around here went usually there for that.
How often during the week would a couple go out?
Well, it's been on a couple probably. The boy was a visitor once or twice a week. It usually was twice a week. And then when they'd go out on different occasions, of course, anybody that wanted to go to the fair, why, the young people mostly take their girl and go to the fair week.
How long would a date last?
Oh, depends. Usually they try to get home earlier than they do now.
About what time of night?
About midnight, probably.
What time did your mother insist your sisters be home?
Well, she never said anything about it. We were always home on week 4 hours. Of course, you see, I left home when I was 16. And when I was home with my boyfriend, he usually left at that time. And she didn't live at home much, if any, after she was out of school.
Would a boy give a girl gifts during the day period?
Well, only on certain occasions, like Christmas or birthdays.
When girls got engaged, did they usually get an engagement ring right off?
Well, most of them. Most of them did. I know I have one.
Before they were married, did girls start collecting clothes and furniture on their own?
Well, not so much, probably. This one, that one might have, but I don't know. I've never met any of them that had money. I know I had some linen. I had a few dishes and little things like that. I didn't have
anything. What did you get as wedding presents?
Well, they gave gifts like they do today, mostly things that you could use in your kitchen, linen, something like that.
Did you go to any wedding receptions?
No, I never did when I was a youngster. I had they didn't have as much then as they do now.
Did they have any wedding showers back then?
I don't remember of any showers when I was young. It just seems though that they've started after there was more work, more money around. They didn't used to give so many gifts. Now, I remember my aunt, when she came, they lived down in Fort Collins, when she came up, she'd always bring my mother a fruit bowl or some fancy dish for a present. They used to like to bring a present if they were going to stay a few days to visit.
What did you consider when you picked out a wedding dress?
Well, I was married in a blue. I like the blue color.
Did you consider whether you could wear it later on or just...
Well,
once.
The first time I was married, I did. I had a skirt and blouse. A suit. Yeah, a blue suit. Quite well. And the second time I was married, it was a... what do you call it? Plate dresses? Tight fitting. It was crepe.
Boom. Where did your parents tell you babies came from?
They never told me. We found out by talking with each other. Children found out those things from one another. My mother is the same as all the other mothers of them days. Unless a child asks them questions, they didn't go ahead and tell them anything. They thought they were keeping everything of that type away from them because it would influence them to be bad, I suppose. I don't know anything about it. They never said anything about my mother until I was in my little way along in my teens. If I asked her a question, I know she'd tell me the best she knew how.
Did it tell you anything about the store?
Well, they always, that story was always on the go when there was a baby coming to start Friday, of course. Yeah.
Did they tell you they came from any other unusual places?
No, no. Stuff.
Were you sent away from the house when your mother was going to have a baby?
No. They, when the next to the youngest was born, we were upstairs. We listened around the soap pipe, where the soap pipe came up through. We listened, we could hear different ones talking downstairs there. Of course, they didn't talk too loud, but we heard, she'd hear them, you know, moving around, talking downstairs. We knew, as they said about the doctor, you know, we hear them mention the doctor. We knew that so the baby was on the way. Before the baby was born, we used to ask our mother, you know, once in a while we'd ask her why she was getting so stout. But she wouldn't tell us that she was going to expect the baby.
And you never connected the two?
Oh, I did. We did. Yes, I was 9 years old when he was born. And her mother was 2 years younger than I, and we used to talk things over together. But she never told us that. We saw her making the baby clothes, and we asked her, we thought maybe she'd tell us that we were going to have an expectant baby in the family, but we said, who are you making the baby clothes for? Well, there's a neighbor, a strict neighbor, that was expecting or that had a little baby, and she was making the baby clothes for the neighbor's baby. But we knew different. Take children 7 and 9 years old. They can think for themselves, you know.
What kind of a maternity dress did she wear?
It was a Mother Hubbard, what's called Mother Hubbard. It had a yoke, gathered in the yoke, and then it was roomy from the breast down.
How long did women stay in bed after childbirth?
10 days. Because they figured, the doctors them days figured that a woman would keep her shape and be healthier if she stayed in bed until all the ligaments were back in place. And they claimed that it took the 9th day before they all got back in place. So they let them up on the tent, told them to go easy and not lift anything.
What precautions were taken during childbirth to prevent infection?
Well, I don't remember of seeing anything. Or hearing anything. My mother was perfectly healthy. And, she probably left that to nature. I don't remember anything about that.
You don't remember how the delivery room was prepared?
No. They had a basin of hot water to, you know, soak. So the doctor washed his hands in the hot water and soap. Of course, he brought his tools. If he had any to use, why, he brought them already sterilized.
So your mother was delivered by a doctor, not a midwife?
Oh, no, she never had a midwife. It was always a doctor.
I guess midwives can. Now, how about canning? What fruit and vegetables were canned?
Oh, she always made pickles out of her cucumbers, and both green and ripe cucumber pickles, sweet pickles, sour pickles, but mostly sweet pickles. And we had cabbage, turnips, carrots, beef, and sometimes parsnips. That was mostly lettuce.
All these were canned?
No, them were in her garden. But
garden.
She canned berries mostly. And I don't remember her ever canning vegetables. She put them down in the cellar and used them from the cellar. And most people did them.
Yeah.
There weren't too many that canned vegetables. And I didn't expect that they would taste good or keep someone. I don't know. I never heard that explained. But they, mostly berries.
How much she can do your man do in the summer?
Well, she canned all the berries she could get a hold of. We picked strawberries. We had more wild strawberries then. They didn't have any cane. They went to wild raspberry picking, canned them. And we'd pretty near every year they'd go somewhere where they could get the blueberries. Canned them. Them days, the farmers, they tried to can as many berries as they could get a hold of to help out on the dessert during the winter season.
Was there anything unusual canned that's not canned nowadays?
I don't think so. I don't think so. They can more now than they did then. Do you think so? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've got the canning business right down to a fine point today.
What season of the year did you do most of your canning?
Well, it was during the summer, of course, the fall.
How would she go about it? What was the procedure?
Well, sometimes she used to have them put into a what they call a hot bath, boil them so many minutes for different vegetables, like tomatoes. She always canned tomatoes. There's one vegetable she canned. Quite a few of them every year. She put them in a double boiler for a so have your water not too hot at first, and then bring them up to a boil and boil for a few minutes.
What crops did you raise in your garden? Can we
well, I just named them.
Anything
she else? Always had early potatoes.
Corn.
And cabbage, beet, carrot, sometimes parsley. Lettuce. And sometimes they had radishes.
How about rhubarb?
Well, some places where we lived, of course we didn't always live up around, we had rhubarb. She had, I think, one hill of rhubarb there. She never canned that, I don't think.
Were her canning habits pretty typical of the neighborhood?
Her
canning habits just like those the rest of the women?
Well, I think mostly. Yeah. They swap recipes, you know.
People ever give canned food away as presents?
Well, I don't remember all of them. They give the vegetables out of their garden if they had any more than they wanted to sell. They didn't tell anybody. If they thought they needed them or wanted them, they'd give them. And they'd always give the ministers things to sell in their gardens.
Were canning procedures very sanitary?
Well, yes, they always used boiling water. They either wash their cans good before putting the fruit in and scalded it in boiling water. See, that then killed any germs that there might be canning, and of course kept. But if they couldn't make them airtight, why some would spoil after they were canned. Because it depended on your sealant. You got a good sealant.
Do you remember very many cans being spoiled?
Big loads of lumber. My father used to draw lumber, you know. And I don't know where the logs came from, but there was a mill right there in Sterry. Born, L.C. Born, starting all that.
Just died.
Huh?
He just died when
he yes, passed. But he was, he started that mill up there in the late 1800s. And he didn't move to Malone until the 1930s, probably. But he got all the logs. Get up there, though.
Did you ever take canned food to the fair?
No, I never took anything. There might be people that
did you ever go to the fair when you were young?
Yes, and I have a picture at home of that we had went to Revenues and had our picture taken, three little girls. clippings. I remember one thing at the fair that attracted us was the horse that went up the ladder onto a platform and jumped into a pool. And the balloon, you see the balloon ascension.
Yeah.
And, well, I tell you, us little girls certainly enjoyed that. I was probably 10 or 11 years old. The other two of course were younger. There. Our oldest brother, they were the two youngest ones. I don't know where they were. We did the youngest one. Wasn't born yet. I don't know. She must have left the baby somewhere. She, Arthur must have been born. And, we went all that way in the horse and buggy. And our older brother, he rode out on his bicycle. Something to remember.
Did any of your neighbors take care of food there?
Well, I imagine they did. Some of them, you know, because the fair always had their prizes that they gave for canned food, for fancy work. They used to have a booth there that had all that kind of home work as he is prizes for.
Were there special days for baking? Special days for baking?
Well, I don't think my mother had any special days. She just kept things hooked up as she needed them.
How many hours a day did she spend baking?
Not too many. She seemed to accomplish a lot. She worked outdoors a lot. Pairstring the potatoes by hand. All that work. She's helping the hay field. Helping the chores. She was an awful hard working woman. She got over an awful lot of work. We were on the farm. She raised six of us. She mended our shoes. Knit our stockings and our mittens.
How many loaves of bread did she bake per week?
She, usually five or six. And she, of course, would bake it as that was getting short. Why, she'd make a new batch. It didn't always fall on the same day.
She didn't bake it all at once.
Well, yeah, she did, but I don't know how long it would last. I don't remember how long it would last.
Did women make their own butter?
Well, she did. Part of the time. When we were on the big farm, she did. We bought it, and do you know that the butter then, buying it right from the factory, was 65 to 68 cents? And it isn't much higher than that today. Some brands are.
Were there many foods you would refuse to eat when you were young?
Beans. I didn't like beans until I was grown up. And I was.
Would your mother go along with this, or would she force you to eat?
Oh, my mother never forced us to eat anything, no. My father used to say, "Now clean up that plate." But if we could, we did, and if we didn't, we wasn't punished because we didn't. So like some people, you know, you've seen.
How much use did you make of leftovers?
Well, we always had a dog, and they always had hens, so it was always taken care of like that.
Did you ever eat at the houses of your friends in the neighborhood?
Not too much. I had a girlfriend. They lived across from us. And her father was elected supervisor of the poor of the county. She moved into the county house. I went there sometimes and ate with her.
How did you notice their way of living different from yours?
Well,
their food, right?
Not too much. Of course, when they were there, they always had a white tablecloth on the table. It depended on the people. Some were very plain. We were plain eaters. My mother was a good cook. She had everything, good, plain, solid food, nothing fancy. Most farmers didn't use any fancy dishes.
Did everybody wash their hands before they ate?
Oh, yes.
Now, about house cleaning, was it day by day or once a week?
Well, usually if the kitchen floor was mopped once a week anyway, and if it needed, why, often. And they usually did things as they figured it was needed. Now, the windows were getting dirty, they'd wash the windows. Not an all set date for them. Some people, maybe, did have set dates, and then all our family.
Were there any people in the community you call aunt or uncle or grandpa or grandma who weren't related at all?
Oh, there were a lot of them around that wasn't related to us.
And you called them aunt or uncle?
No.
There were none of these then?
No.
All relatives?
No.
Did people in Reynoldston fight among themselves?
Well, not that I know of. Your grandmother no more about that because she lived right up there.
Well,
I never lived up there.
But people where you live, did they have feuds?
No. Well, the only one I remember is a family that lived up above us, and he drank terribly. And she hated the drink. And he'd take a cat probably tomorrow and sell it and get the money on it. Of course, that was supposed to be his money, so he gets that, and he'd come home drunk, and then she'd beat him up when he was helpless. She'd beat him up. Yeah. It didn't do any good, though. He drank, I guess, as long as he lived. She died first.
What was the attitude of the neighbors towards this family?
Well, they knew what was going on all the time, and they never met.
Were they good friends with the family?
Oh, yeah.
Was his family particularly poor?
No, they wouldn't be in want for anything if he hadn't drank so much money. He didn't drink so much when he was younger, but as he got past around middle age, he certainly spent a lot of money on it. He'd go to the mall, and he'd go into a drinking place there, and they'd what they called roll. Get them so drunk they didn't know what they were doing, take their money away from them. A lot of his money went like that.
Who would you say was the head of the family, my father or your mother?
Oh, my father was the head of the family, but my mother, he'd never do anything unless my mother, in a business way, if she approved, they agreed, and I never heard my mother and father quarreling. Always agreed. Her judgment was pretty good. They weren't either of them spendthrift. My father didn't drink, and he didn't smoke.
If you wanted permission to do something, who would you go to, your father or your mother? Like permission to go spend the night with the neighbor?
Well, we usually asked our mother. And we used to, same as they do today, coke. But once she said no, she hardly ever gave in.
Did you ever see other husbands and wives fighting?
No, not particularly. I don't think. No. I think so.
What superstition do you remember?
Well, no different than today. Among the ones that I knew or associated with.
Any farming superstitions that you had about the
farm
or about the
farm? Well, I'll tell you, they went a lot by the changes in the moon. And I've often heard my father say that the change of the moon, the day that the moon changed, you'll watch, and if it rains much on that day, or snows all day, it marks the next month you'll have more or less of the same weather. Now you see, when the moon changed for this weather, it rained that day. We had quite a little bit of rain. There was some sun. We've had some sun. We've had quite a lot of rain. And their crops, they usually anything young, like the tomato plant, that was at the freeze, they didn't put them in this section until around the 10th of June. Then they figured the danger of frost was all over. They went a lot by signs then for get the weather.
Yeah. Do you remember any other signs they used to determine the weather?
Well, they always went by the sun as the sun went down, and you will notice it yourself. If it goes down in a cloud, it's going to be a bad day the next day. Or if it comes up in a cloud, it's going to be a cloudy day. Sets bright, it's going to be a good day. Comes up bright, clear, it's going to be a good day. You watch that, you'll see. And they wouldn't cut hay down unless they watch for those signs. They figured it was going to rain. Maybe they'd say, well, I'm going to cut some hay down tonight after supper if it looks good for tomorrow. See, they'd watch the signs. And if they had a good sign, well, they'd go out and they'd cut their hay and then they could get it in the next day. People today don't watch them signs too much. They go by what the weather is over the radio.
Would they cut or work around the farm on Sunday?
Well, my people never. My father was always, he said that was the Lord's day and he would work on it. I've seen my mother when she prepare some things on Saturday so she wouldn't have to. She'd have them all ready for her dinner the next day and she'd go to church and then she'd come on the cook.
Did you see your neighbors cutting hay on
Sunday? Well, there's always been those who work on Sunday, but today they work more on Sunday than they did then.
What did your mother and father do on Sunday?
Well, mother would read. My father would lay down in the afternoon.
What would your mother read?
Well, usually her Bible or the Sunday school paper that she brought home from Sunday school.
What would they do in the evening?
Well, they were pretty tired. By 9 o'clock, they'd probably go to bed. Maybe they'd come in.
How often did you visit relatives and friends?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. They visited back and forth. About once a year, they'd go at a distance. And we had relatives in Dickinson, had relatives in Fort Collins. As long as my grandfather and grandmother French lived, they went down there usually once a year.
What kind of pets did you have?
Pets? We always had a cat. One, four cats. We always had a dog. We had rabbits when, I was about 13. We had rabbits for a while. Well, yes, we had them until we were, I was 15, I guess.
Any wild animals pets?
No.
Do you remember of anybody speaking French around your house?
Well, of course, my grandpa and grandmother could talk French. And my grandmother on my mother's side could talk French. But they never talked because they didn't bring their children up to talk French.
Did your mother knit very much?
Would be knitting almost every night since she had time, you know. She had something on the go, knit. She always knit our socks. She knit, after we left home, she knit and sold socks and knit to the people that were up in the lumber camp.
Did she crochet?
She used to, not crochet, she used to knit lace when she was young. That's before I, before she had very many children. So I remember having lace that she knit on pillowcases and little things like that.
She sewed very much.
She sewed all our clothes, our children's clothes, until we got to be in our teens.
She make her own, she make rugs?
She has cooked rugs. And,
did you get newspapers regularly?
We always took, when they had the old paper, the Farmer, they always took that, and then they took the Telegram for years.
Oh, a magazine.
Well, they never, see, your grandfather, my father couldn't read. He went to work for a man, he was only 9 years old, helping with chores and helping around. And instead of making him go to school like they do now, he could have had a good education because he had a great memory. So my mother did the reading. She put down the news out of the paper for him. Read out of the Bible for him.
How much mail was it? Yeah.
Well, not too much, because my mother wasn't a great hand to write letters. So, of course, we didn't get much. Of course, after we girls left home, she had to write to us. So,
do you know of anybody that made their own beer?
Well, no. I didn't, but I've heard of
wine, beer, like dandelion wine.
What's
dandelion wine made out of?
Pardon?
What's it made out of, you know?
Dandelion wine?
Yeah.
You take blossoms.
Yeah.
Gather the blossoms. I couldn't give you the recipe for it exactly, but I know they put them in water, and you have to put a heavy stone on them, I believe, to press